Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ken, I want you to look real hard to the gentleman next to you. That guy right there, I want you to get used to that face because you're going to see it a lot over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, well, I look forward to it. It's a nice face. It's a big face. It's a whole lot of face.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9, brought to you by Senior Grubbies. Now with two locations, the OGO location they've got in Carlsbad Village and the new spots down in Oceanside. Check them out at eatgrubbies.com. Jeremy with me, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. And sitting next to him, a voice that you should probably know, a voice that has been on the program many times, the face that launched 1,000 beers in San Diego, Tom Nickel from Nickel Beer Company.
Thank you for having me here.
Oh, thank you for being here tonight and bringing the beer that you make up in Julian at Nickel Beer Company, and a really cool thing that you were doing and got together with Michelle. It's probably best, instead of me asking dumb questions, for you to tell me what you do and why you're here tonight.
So I have a nonprofit retreat center up in Julian, and the entirety behind it is that it's a no-cost retreat center for veterans and first responders that are suffering with PTSD.
That's no cost at all.
Solely through fundraising efforts so that they can be funded. I did not want a financial barrier to be the reason why somebody couldn't get help. So through Tom Nickel, who is doing an awful lot, which is what we're going to hear about tonight, is doing an incredible amount to help fundraise for this very reason.
So I take it, knowing Tom's history and the fundraising you need, we're going to be talking about a charity beer tonight.
Charity beer. We've done some charity brew days before. In fact, our Pale Ale, Take a Hike, which is our year-round pale ale, started out as a one-off charity beer to benefit the Vulcan Mountain Foundation.
That's where I go bird watching, Jeremy. Yeah,
that Ken's a part of up in Julian. And so we thought, well, hey, you know, we could do the same thing for the PTSD Center, have an open brew day where people pay to come in and be a part of the brew day with us and make a beer. And then I thought, well, why just make one beer? Maybe we could make, you know, some collab beers for June, which is PTSD Awareness Month. And out of that, it's like, well, why just one month? Why don't we do something year-round? And so long story short, we ended up partnering up with Bitter Brothers here in San Diego, which is a veteran-owned brewery, and they are now making a Warrior Contribution beer in collaboration with us for distribution throughout Southern California via our friends at Carl Strauss Distribution.
Wow!
And the very first batch we brewed actually took the bronze medal at the International Beer Festival this year, so...
Very well done, sir.
Yeah.
But what kind of style is it? It's not an IPA.
It's just a golden ale. We wanted something that was going to be year-round, drinkable, easy, accessible for San Diego. You know, this week's been some of the first sunny days, although we've had all year. Typically, we just wanted something that would be refreshing, easy to drink every day, just a kind of a perfect San Diego beer.
Golden ale, blonde ale,
kind of the same thing style wise. It's not really maybe exactly the same as a pilsner. It's a little softer, maybe a little fruitier. It's got a little bit of a malt backbone, but not a lot of hops to it.
And still very light, very refreshing.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Well, I know you you have a liking to the rock and roll. I figure we're gonna start the program out with something that really kicks a little bit of ass. So let's do some Baroness to start off with tonight. Uh-oh. Michelle doesn't like that.
He's excited.
It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. I know what Tom likes because him and I have thrashed at a couple of concerts before. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Tom doesn't look anything like the last beer. We just finished up the Warrior Contribution Ale, a golden ale that won bronze at the San Diego International Beer Festival that gives back to Michelle's Inner North Star PTSD Retreat Center in Julian. Is there a website that we can find you at?
There is. The easiest is just innernorthstar.com, and it will point you over.
So this looks like another beer that came out of what you do way up there in the mountains, Tom. What are we drinking now?
If you're in Julian, everything's apparently about apple pie. So we had to brew a beer with apples, and I thought, well, why not try to brew a beer that would remind you of apple pie. So this is a beer cider hybrid using Julian apple juice that uses the malt base to kind of create the crust of the pie, the cider to create the apple filling, and then it's spiced with the classic apple pie spices, ginger, allspice, cinnamon, nutmeg, and clove. It's not supposed to taste like a slice of apple pie, but I will say, if you put a scoop of vanilla ice cream in this, it is an excellent beer a la mode.
Oh my God, this is, I'm trying to process this all in my brain. This can't be a high ABV beer, so this is probably what, around 4 or 5%?
No, it's about 5.5%, because the cider, the one thing that Julian apples are actually known for is having a high sugar content. So they're high sugar, high acid, which is great for making cider, great for brewing beer. And so the cider is roughly about 8%, and then the beer is about 4%. So it ends up being about 5.5-6% in the end when we blend the two together.
It's such a weird beer. It's such a cool experience all at the same time.
It's dry on the finish. It is to it.
Yeah, so we do an interesting collab with the guys at Newtopia Cider based on this. So ours is mostly beer with about 40% apple juice blended in. With Newtopia, we make an unfermented beer, which is called Wort, for them. And just the other day, they were up in Julian picking that up. And then they take it down, fermented at Newtopia Cider, and we make our Dime Piece collaboration. So theirs is about 65% cider, 35% beer. So it kind of flips it a little bit. And that's spiced with rum-soaked raisins and Vietnamese cinnamon.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I've had that before. That is really damn good. I would like to do a side-by-side of these two in a dinner sometime.
You know, rum-soaked raisin is my nickname at the nursing.
I'm going to stop you right there. No. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to let Michelle pick a couple of songs to go with this beer, and then we'll come back with another one of Tom's creations, the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Tom, I think you're working on Michelle. I mean, when she's asking for Slayer to go with the next beer, things could get interesting tonight. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Ken Wright. We've got Tom from Nickel Beer Company up in Julian, and we've got Michelle from the Inner North Star PTSD Retreat Center talking about the beer we started off the program with tonight, the Warrior Contribution Golden Ale, which is a direct fundraiser beer for her organization, which is 100% no charge to the person involved, which is amazing. To me, that reminds me a lot of what St. Jude's is. It's a hospital where, you know, you don't have to pay. It's just helping people. It's an amazing thing that you're doing. So thank you for what you've accomplished so far. And I hope that we can do something to spread the word for this beer so lots and lots of people can drink it and help out with what you
do. Buy this beer. Help people. Help people buy this beer.
We're going to try another variation of that coming up in a minute. But right now, I'm going to let Tom take another shot out of what he's doing in Nickel Beer Company after his apple pie ale. We're going to move to something that is a little more familiar to me, at least. It's a pale ale.
This is actually my favorite beer on tap in the tasting room right now. Usually I gravitate towards IPAs. This is our Alpha Centauri Pale Ale. We do a lot of wet hop beers, particularly with the Starbee Ranch up in the Santa Isabel, Witch Creek area, just not even maybe 8 miles from the brewery. So they harvest hops fresh and we brew beers with them the same day the hops are harvested. A couple years ago, they planted some Southern Hemisphere hops, including Southern Cross and Southern Brewer, which is a South African hop. And we brewed a Starbee Pale Ale with it this past year using all Southern Hemisphere hops. And we couldn't get the exact hops that we used from Star B, but we did get a blend of South African and New Zealand hops, African Queen, Southern Passion, and Southern Cross, and brewed a pale ale with them that's got some really unique kind of earthy, fruity flavors. It does have a little bit of a familiar sort of grapefruit kind of essence to it, but it really kind of different than what you'd get out of the typical like Northwest, Pacific Northwest sort of hop, citrusy, piney sort of characteristics.
So that's weird. You're taking a hop that's grown in the Southern Hemisphere, and you're growing it in San Diego. Does it take on some of those characteristics that you'd see in like a Pacific Northwest hop?
Yeah, you know, we're kind of different down here. The Southern Brewer and the Southern Passion that we use, to me, both throw a little bit of a passion fruit kind of note that we really like. And then the Southern Cross is a little earthy, as is the African Queen. And it's just kind of a different flavor. You see, you know, there's a lot of German hops now that are coming out, the Hallertau Blanc, the Mandarina Bavaria, where you're getting these kind of other than, you know, classic American citrus fruit notes, a lot of tropical fruit flavors out of those hops. So it's just something cool, something different to do with the beers.
It's really cool because you're getting a lot of that citrusy pininess out of it, but there's still a certain amount of tropicality to it. And it's only a pale ale. Mm-hmm. It's almost, I would say if it was a little more bitter, it could probably border on an IPA. But
yeah, this is like high fives, like 5.8. Well hopped, you know. I mean, we were using the hops and, you know, my brewer Brian and I are definitely Brian will tell you most of my job in the brewing process is when somebody asks, well, what do you think we should do? Should we add more hops? It's my job to just say, yeah, we should add more hops.
As long as Michelle's not around, yes. As she's having her second to third glass of Warrior Contribution Golden Ale. I can tell. This one right here, she's a hop fan. But the question is how you got from her original beer to the next beer we will do after we play this song by request from her. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Charity is what it's about tonight. Charity and a really, really cool organization that you can help out that's right here in San Diego, up in Julian, not just for apples and everything else going on, but it is called Inner North Star PTSD Retreat Center. It is something that is absolutely free to the people who are suffering from PTSD. It's set up by Michelle, who's one of our guests of honor tonight. You brought Tom Nickel from Nickel Beer Company. You're doing a collab beer with him that we started the program off with tonight, the Warrior Contribution Golden Ale, which is your fundraiser beer.
It is, in fact, and it really is an honor, as you all have said throughout this entire show, that Tom is got an incredible reputation in the beer community and just the San Diego and Julian community at large. So it honestly is my honor to be able to partner with him. Bitter Brothers, like we said, Carl Strauss Distribution. It can be a very difficult conversation, right? Mental health and suicide and depression. The whole push here for getting this out as much as possible in June is why we've done all of this. And so you never know whose hands this coaster or this beer or whatever it may be is going to wind up in. And so that folks know that there's a place that they can go, which it really is. It's a beautiful mountaintop retreat center, 360 degree views, and a lot of this, the intention was the second you got there, that immediately you just feel a sense of ease, which a lot of these folks that are returning, or even we have Vietnam veterans, haven't felt that sense, or it's very difficult for them to get there, just automatically. And so this place does that without anything else. This place offers that.
You mentioned the coaster, and on the back says, providing no cost retreats for veterans and first responders with PTSD. Nonprofit, 501c3, which means if we wanted to make a donation to Inner North Star, that's a tax deduction right there.
It absolutely is. And if you go to the website, and again, I think we said this is innernorthstar.com, it'll send you over there and there's a donate button right there that you can click on. Everything is tax deductible. So this is a really big deal. Every one of our fundraisers, if you go to the website and you click on events, we will constantly update this if you're in anywhere in the San Diego area for where we're going to be during the month. We've got a lot of really cool places that we're going, people that are participating. We have a table that will be set up in many of these locations so that you can donate. You'll get a receipt back from me that you can turn into the IRS, and absolutely your love for great beer is going to do a lot of great good for people who need it very much.
Well, I'm gonna drink my next donation. This is the beer we started the program off with, the Warrior Contribution Golden Ale, but this has got a twist to it.
This has fresh jalapenos cut right into the keg. So we make this one keg at a time, chop 7 jalapenos, seeds and all, straight into the keg per 15 gallons, and to me, the first time I ever made a jalapeno beer, I was prepared to drink all 8 gallons of it. I didn't think anybody would like it, and I've been dead wrong about this beer for 5 years now. It's a cult favorite. I literally have had people walk out of the tasting room when we're out of it. I think once I've even made a woman cry because we were out of it, and all of our bartenders describe it as nachos in a glass.
No, it's better than that. This is okay. Have you ever had a jalapeno margarita?
Oh yeah,
it's got that certain like green jalapeno.
I was
taste
just gonna
to
say, you know, you don't get the sort of sting from the jalapeno so much as that sort of green kind of herbal note to it. Yeah, this is really, really
good. It's
funny,
one of the questions I've been asked is like, well, you know, what happens? You just have the jalapeno sitting in the keg. What happens after 3 or 4 weeks? And I'm like, I have no idea because the keg's never lasted that long.
How many gallons is this keg that you're
15 gallon keg and 7 jalapenos. So roughly a jalapeno at about every just over 2 gallons.
That's an incredible ratio.
Yeah. So that's
you get
like
that much flavor and zero heat though.
Yeah, not a lot of heat, which is really nice.
Just think of the warmth you're going to feel in your heart knowing that you've done something for a good cause when you drink this beer, folks.
Oh. Wow.
There you go.
Nobody expected Ken to do the right thing.
No,
really well done.
I have my moments. So now it's time for a fart joke.
In that point, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got one more beer as we hang out with Tom Nickel from Nickel Beer Company. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. You had to ruin it at the end, didn't you? All the fun we've had tonight and all the off-air D&D conversations we had. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9, brought to you by Senior Grubbies. Now 2 locations, their original location in Carlsbad Village and the new spot up in Oceanside. Find them online at eatgrubbies.com. It's Jeremy with me, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. We've got Tom Nickel from the Nickel Beer Company, our guest of honor. Truly blessed to have her tonight from Inner North Star PTSD Retreat Center, Michelle, who is really the reason why we're drinking beer tonight, because it's all about the Warrior Contribution Golden Ale that she got together with Tom and Bitter Brothers to brew that is a fundraiser beer providing no-cost retreats for veterans and first responders with PTSD, which is absolutely huge. And yes, if you're curious, they are a nonprofit 501c3, which means completely tax-deductible. If you want to donate to them, we can do it on the website, right?
Absolutely. Easiest way is just enter, I-N-N-E-R, enter northstar.com.
And if you don't want to donate directly, you can always drink the beer.
Yeah, the proceeds from the beer go to benefit the PTSD Retreat Center. We've got a bunch of events lined up in June for PTSD Awareness Month. It's going to be pouring the entire weekend of the International Beer Festival, June 14th to 16th. We're going to have it on tap at Balboa's Tap House on June 21st. We're down at Melvin Brewing Friday, June 28th before the Padre game, and they're donating 50% of all of their beer sales between 4:30 and 7:30 that night to the PTSD Retreat Center. And then Second Chance Brewing Company in the Rancho Bernardo area, we're doing a cornhole tournament Saturday, June 29th from 1 to 5 that is going to be a fundraising event for the PTSD Center as well. So a bunch of events in June that'll all be on the website. Both O'Brien's and Hamilton's will be carrying a Warrior Contribution beer for the entire month of June. Little known fact, Scott Blair is a USMC.
You know, God help him if he talked as much back then in boot camp as he does now. A movie needs to be made.
So we've got one more beer tonight. What are we ending with?
So every year for Star Wars Day, May the 4th, Brian and I do an IPA. Last year we brewed Beam Me Up Luke, and this
Wait,
year...
Wait, hold on. Beam Me Up Luke.
You know that's wrong! That is so wrong!
Troll you.
Yeah. Well, the alternate name for this year's beer was Damn It Jim, You're Not My Father.
Oh, that's awesome.
But we ended up with Millennium Enterprise. Oh. So it's a Strata and Hallertau Blanc hopped IPA that is based off the malt bill from the Resilience IPA that we brewed as part of the Sierra Nevada collaboration for the Butte County Fire. So we liked the malt base so much we wanted to do another beer with it with some different hops. That was all Cascade and Centennial. And so Strata, to me, it's kind of the new Mosaic. It's just a really cool little hop, throws lots of blueberry, and I really like Hallertau Blanc, kind of one of those new German hops that throws a lot of nice tropical fruitiness.
This is a real mix of floralness, but then you get it. When it goes down, your tongue lets you know that was a bitter beer, and we're having a moment here. Hold on. Wait a minute.
We're getting live bitter beer face right here.
Wow. What do you think of that? What do you think of that beer?
Is Ace of Hearts playing somewhere?
No, but we do have Ace of Spades, so we can play that as we wrap things up. Don't forget, you can drink this beer, seek it out, the Warrior Contribution Golden Ale. You can donate back to Inner North Star PTSD Retreat Center. All the info will be online at alt949radio.com. Thanks for a great night, Tom, Michelle.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for bringing this man in here. See you next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.